Welcome, welcome, welcome. I want to say thank you for joining me as we go on this journey together. Like I said in the trailer, it is definitely a journey about domestic violence. The actions and behaviors I dealt with, the lessons I learned along the way, and how I actually went from victim to survivor. It took a lot. And I will first off say it was truly the Lord. I sought him out for years. And it was just a matter of me getting to that point where I did know that I was worthy. And a lot of times that's one of the biggest steps is I don't deserve the way that I'm being treated. I don't deserve the words that are being thrown at me. I don't believe that the bombardment of the negativity, the lecturing that goes on, the manipulations, the, you know, sucking of energy that I went through. Because it didn't start out, it's never starts out as physical. Okay, I'm not saying never, but in my case, particular, it was a manipulation of me and what my faults already were going in, or, you know, not exactly my strengths, but I was very naive going into this relationship. There was a 20-year difference between us, but and it did play a role, a significant role. I downplayed it. I would wind up just making out like it only comes up when we talk about like he'd be talking about his college years in football on the same year that I'm born. Okay. You know, there was a distinct difference as far as that goes. But our likes and our dislikes were very similar, you know, and but when I look back on that, there wasn't like physical in the beginning. It was just a lot of tweaking of what my boundaries or what I thought was okay behavior to saying it's perfectly fine. That's perfectly normal. Unfortunately, I made a bad choice and I wound up getting involved with a man who was on his way out of a marriage and had been in another extramarital affair. And where I came from a family that mom and dad stayed married. My dad was on his second marriage only because his first wife had passed away, which had happened when I was 3. So, and my dad remarried within months of that. So it wasn't like I went a long period of time without a mom. But did that play some role in my life choices? It may have, because that is an early trauma period. I mean, it's, but when I look on the earliness with it, he made me feel so special. He, and I'm not a girly girl. I'm not one where you give me jewelry and I'll go, ooh, you give me flowers, I'm going to go, okay, whatever. You know, I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. It's just, I don't look at me as saying, oh, I need flowers around the house. I don't even have a cactus around my house, okay? just simply because I know it takes the extra care and the extra love and the extra attention. I'll be honest, since being with him, I haven't had. I really haven't. And when I had my son, oh my gosh, I felt like my life truly began. And I put everything in this man. I thought that because of him, he made me a better person. Which, I'll be honest, that's how you should feel. because you want their skill set to enhance yours. Your yin for your yang kind of thing, okay? But at some point in time, you have to figure out, one, knowing yourself. Is this who I am? Is this, you know, and when you start seeing yourself slip more and more and more and more into what their wants and their desires are of the kind of person, and finding yourself not even knowing what's okay to say okay to. It's like going to order some pizza and you're stuck there at the counter going, well, do I want thick crust or do I want thin crust? Do I want stuffed crust? Do I want the garlic knotted crust? You know, that's, you want to get to the counter and say, this is what I want. I want thin crust and I want this and I want extra cheese and extra sauce and sausage and pepperoni, and I want peppers and onions with that, okay? You know, you want to be able to just simply answer those questions, make them simple, and you're struggling. And to me, that's some of the earliest signs. One of my earliest things I remember is not being able to figure out what I want for dinner. Really? Why? Because the person's not with me? Or because I'm bringing it home? I'm like, oh my gosh, what is he going to say if I bring this home? What if he doesn't like it? Oh my gosh, what if he wanted this? Oh no, what if he said this? You know, I went through so much. For what? And yeah, the question is, for what? To be ridiculed anyway, no matter if I got it right, wrong, or indifferent. Because that was a daily occurrence. For me and my journey, daily basis, I was being told how terrible of a person I am. I can't teach our child morals if I don't have any. I'm acting like a bitch. I'm acting, you know, that was definitely what he really enjoyed saying. But just telling me things like I'm a cunt and how low I am, and just, I'm like the scum on the bottom of your shoe, you know. All the while, as complaining to me that we don't have enough sex. But yet, when I actually took track of it, so that way, because I wound up thinking and believing I was going nuts. Like, okay, maybe I'm not doing my wifely stuff. Maybe there is something I missed. So yeah, of course. I wanted to please him. I wanted to make him happy. I love him. Just like my children. I want to make them happy. My parents, I want to make them happy. Yes. People pleaser. Yes. Middle child. Here you go. Okay. But at some point in time, you do have to kind of say, okay, look, this is who I am. This is my starting point. And when you start seeing yourself not being able to order food because you're afraid of what his reaction is going to be, it's not, well, will I like it? It's not, well, you know, I ordered it. Oh, well, okay. You know, it's not life or death type. I'm not buying a car without letting him know. This is a pizza I'm bringing home for dinner. And you can't figure out if I should get pizza or go to the next stop and go get a sandwich or go, or just not go at all and just, you know, make dinner when you get home. I mean, these are choices that all of us make on a daily basis. And I use that as an example because that was one of my early signs. I found myself really struggling even before we even got married to even figure that out. And this was prior to me being pregnant with his son. Things that when I would bring up, for example, I brought up the affair that he was having with his stepdaughter, mind you. Obviously no blood relation there, at least I hope it's apparent, but his stepdaughter and him were having a relationship. And she used to her benefit, and so did he, whatever, okay. But I truly knew it was going on. It was not something that was hidden from me. I had bared witness to it the whole nine yards. So, and one day I was talking to him about other women and the attention they give him and stuff like that, okay, because he's always been easy on the eyes, so. And he's got confidence, and we all know what happens with you got a mixture there going. So, guy can walk in the room, and boom. Same thing with a woman. Woman walks in the room, she's got confidence, she's looking good on the easy eyes. Hey, boom, easy to get attention, okay? He was the same way, okay? excuse me. And so I was discussing with him how when it's his stepdaughter, how it brings up jealousy in me. And I told him, I'm not a jealous person. And that's what I didn't like about it. Because it was making me feel things and go through changes in ways that I didn't feel like I really should be going through. And part of it, I felt, was because he was claiming that this relationship he was having with her was just to cover up what we were doing. Okay. But the relationship was going on before we were even knew each other. So this was a long standing kind of affair that he was having. And he downgraded my thoughts and my opinions about this. And I told him that I didn't like it. I didn't like the fact it was so close to home because he would ask me, well, why? If I didn't have a problem with the lady down the street, why would I have a problem with her? One, my boundaries weren't set. But did I know how to express that? No. I didn't even realize that's what it was. I didn't even realize that's what I needed to do. And every time that I brought it up, it was always, I'm just being ridiculous. I'm being emotional. Shut up, little girl. And I just kind of took it and I accepted it. And I let him carry on with his relationship. And every once in a while, there'd be something that would come up. And it would just really bother me. And they even played grab ass around the house. I mean, this was not exactly a hit. It was hidden, but it wasn't. It was hidden, but they had a hard time keeping their hands off of each other. Even his ex had said something to that effect. But it really caused me some issues. And as I'm explaining this to him, one day I went to bat because he was always, like I said, they played grab ass a lot. And one day the grab ass kind of went to an extreme level and he kind of cornered her. And I went up and I said, hey, keep your hands off of her, And so he kind of physically pinned me to the wall. And when he did that was the first time he ever physically put his hands on me in a violent manner. Prior to this, it was just full of just passion and what I thought was love and consideration and just, I mean, I thought he had my back, I thought I found my best friend in the world. He was absolutely like the enhanced ditto version of myself, or so what I thought, okay? The male version of what I could have been, but only if I was a man. I know it sounds very sick way of looking at it, but in essence, that's kind of what it was. We had a lot of likes that were the same, a lot of dislikes, a lot of journeys that we went through that were kind of similar. We came from a similar, town. I literally had a church member of his family's friend that wound up being one of my math teachers in high school. And this obviously was prior to us even meeting each other. So I felt like there was almost like a kinship because of the way that our pattern of life had kind of ribboned together. It was very surreal almost, There were parts that I think was made more so than what needed to be there. But do I believe I was meant to meet him? Do I believe that? Yes, definitely. I mean, there were things that were put in place that there were a couple people involved for me just to even meet him, you know. So I do think that there were reasons for me to meet him, and I just allowed our season together should have ended right then and there. But it did not. I allowed it to continue. I found myself in my bedroom after that, when he pinned me up on the wall, rocking on my bed, kind of like doing a mini rock back and forth with my legs kind of just bent at the knee, my hands wrapped around my knees itself, and I kind of was rocking for just a few moments. But I did catch myself realizing, dude, you're rocking. What the, this is like what you expect someone. It's not like he went and beat me up. It's not like he raped me or something, you know. And I literally said that to myself while his ex-wife was sitting on the bed with me, because she was there when this all took place. And she said, I know he can be kind of scary. You just got to understand that too, you know. And she said, I don't think he really meant anything by it, you know. And that was going in my head, or coming into my head from the outside, while I am telling myself, it's not like you were raped or something, okay? I literally said that, you know. I downplayed it from the moment that it took place. And I came from a household that didn't happen. Yes, I saw some things. Not to say that it was a completely violent-free household, because family of 10, you're going to have some of that, you know. But I came from a fairly healthy family. We had our issues like every family does. But domestic violence, I don't believe, was a true ribbon running through our family tree. And I know that I had a brother that had some anger issues and a few things like that, but I was not like a victim of it. It wasn't, you know, when he had his flare-ups, yes, he did. But it wasn't the example that I knew of a loving relationship. The loving relationship I knew was my mom and dad, my grandparents, my aunt and uncle, you know. They were stellar examples to me. And a lot of it was step-parent type of stuff coming into the realm. And my mom, well, that's who I called my stepmom, was mom. I mean, she raised me since the time I was 3. And I've never called her anything but mom. I feel very weird calling her stepmom, I'll be honest, because to me, she's my mom. I know she's not my biological mother, okay? But the love I have for her, to me, she might as well, okay? And the example I had was caring and loving and affectionate. I didn't feel it was demeaning. The downside was they really didn't fight in front of us, at least in front of me. My parents, a lot of times, if it was becoming heated at all, they wound up going to their bedroom, which was, we had taken the garage and turned it into a bedroom, which was kind of nice, because they kind of had their own little bungalow away from the family, you know, like a private apartment off, you know, and which was nice for them. Unfortunately, it didn't teach me a lot of how to handle stress in the relationship. I had examples of what was good, but I didn't have examples of how to handle things when they weren't so good, you know. But that's the only real downside I can truly say about that. Other than that, I mean, I had examples after examples of loving couples around me, and that was what I was raised around. And I got into my relationship with what I considered the man of my dreams, you know. Man of my dreams was never one very shadowy type figure, okay. But he would find himself just like it was my fault right away. I mean, because when he went into that bedroom and he saw that I was rocking, he was like, what is all that for? What is this, drama or something? You know, you got to learn, you know, you got to keep your hands off of me when I'm doing this, that, or the other. You know, if I'm in the middle of it with Tracy, you just got to let us roll with how we're going to roll. You know, again, blaming me. Not blaming or taking responsibility. You know what? I'm really sorry. I took it too far. I know that was a line I crossed. I shouldn't have done that. Nothing of the sort, but point the finger at me, my fault, and why am I being so dramatic? You know? And that's kind of how it started. To be honest, we were already involved, and that's how I got in the middle of it, because A, I was jealous because they were grab assing all morning, and then when it turned into a thing where he kind of pinned her sort of up against the wall, I was like going over there to save her, like, hey, this is wrong, okay, and I just kind of instinctively did it. But I felt emboldened, like I could do it because of our relationship, I guess. And I thought he actually would back off. I literally thought he would, and not. He took it further, and he wound up pinning me to the wall. And when I got away, I had, like, I was literally trying to wiggle myself out of that. And I remember him releasing me, and the moment he released me, I ran straight to my bedroom. And I should never have done that. I feel like that's when I should have gone straight to the phone. Or straight to go outside to go to a neighbor's. I should have taken it for what it was. This was not just a red flag. This was telling me to run. I should have packed my stuff. I should have gone to a neighbor's. I should have gone to a friend's. Something. And I do look back on that and just simply go, that was just, I was not in a good environment. It just wasn't. But he convinced me, and with her help as well, his ex, kind of helped. But when he came in, by the time he came in, the damage had already been done, that it was, you know, oh, I just have to forgive. I have to, you know, just let it be, whatever. Okay? Like, you have to understand, he's just, you know, he's just that way. You know? And it was kind of like, okay, I get it. Fine. You know? And then he comes in with, you know, why you gotta be so dramatic? Okay? Like, I'm being too girly. And for me, especially then, I wanted to be as anti-girly stereotypical as I could be. And that was one of them. I didn't want to be the emotional. I didn't want to react. I didn't want to, you know, I was one just, I want to be just laid back. I'm one that, you know, I'll roll with whatever. You know, you be you kind of stuff, okay? You be you and don't faze me, you know. But in all reality, no, you being you, it does affect me. And me being me should affect you, okay, in some realm, because I'm in your environment. But with me accepting that, he knew he could pass that. He didn't cause any marks on me, you know, but it was enough to hold me up against that wall. And he knew he had that power to do so. And he knew that he had crossed that boundary. He realized that I didn't have that boundary. My boundary didn't say, you can't do this. This is not acceptable. He realized I had a loose parameter as far as that goes. And I think he did take advantage of that. And to me, that is one of those moments that I look back on. And yes, we do a lot of if onlys and all this other stuff. But I did not for years until about a few months ago, I literally did not even look at that as being an incident. I just went right past that. Completely right past it. And that was within the first year of us being involved. We were just dating in that aspect. We had gotten physical already, but we were kind of just, having fun with each other. And that was sort of the attitude we took with it. We didn't put any labels to ourselves. It was something that kind of occurred. I don't think it was, at least it wasn't planned on my part. But I also did not plan not to do it either. And like some people have said, if you don't plan to succeed, you plan to fail. And I also feel that goes and can be applied to relationships as well. Because if you are just saying, hey, we'll see how this goes, okay, but what do you want out of it? I mean, I don't care if it's just the date. What do you want out of it? And I really was just very much into, I didn't want to be the bother. I didn't want to be the nag. I didn't want to be the emotional outburst. I didn't want to be jealous. I didn't want to, a lot of those kind of things, which kind of slowly crept up on me simply because he was already involved with two other women. One he was married to, supposedly name only, okay. And the other one was a mistress already. And then I come in, so that means I'm number three, And I didn't even think about that. I didn't think about the past of his women he was with. I just really didn't set the boundaries I needed to set in order just to even get involved with somebody. And I seriously looked at it one day, about 6 months ago, and I said, if you were to date, say you came across him today and you were single, okay, with child or without, it don't matter because my son was old enough. He's over 18, so he's an adult. And he's living on his own now, so I wouldn't be considering that aspect, okay? If literally the same thing, just if I was to meet him today. So a 47-year-old woman, at the time I was 46 when I thought it, but I was almost 47. And I said, okay, so basically a 47-year-old woman comes along, she sees this guy. He's cute, he's charming, he's everything, seems to be, on his surface, has life together. So, as we are talking, and I'm finding more about this man, and I find out that he's had thousands of sexual partners, would this be a red flag? And I said, yes. And I said, okay, what else? And I said, well, I said, as a man, talks about how he has slapped his first wife to try to kind of, during a custody issue where she stole the child and she started freaking out on him, as he says, he smacked her to kind of snap her out of it. He had a gun when he went to go get his daughter. It was a very violent, kind of scary thing. His daughter was crying. She didn't even recognize him because he hadn't seen her in, I guess, 6 months or something because the courts didn't allow him to see her or something. And this is his first wife. His second wife, I know that he got arrested for domestic violence. He said that he threw a lamp at the wall and her son wound up calling the cops. And back in the day, they had to arrest somebody, I guess, and it was the man who typically got arrested. This was in the 80s, so. But he went through counseling and stuff, and they said they didn't understand why he was here, da da da. And I go, okay. I said, but you still threw a lamp at the wall during a fight, an argument. I said, would that be a red flag? I go, of course it would be on three fronts on that. the child thing, the first wife and the second wife. That those are just red flags telling me inappropriate behavior. You don't have the boundaries that are needed for even what's acceptable for your part in a relationship. Because it should never be okay for you to throw something at anybody, near anyone, up to and including if it's a wall. Because I'm sorry, that is a scare tactic. And he knew what he was doing. He's a big guy. He basically was 5'11 and a half, whatever, 6 foot to me, almost, okay? And could weigh anywhere from 220 to, like, well, for me, it was even upwards to, I believe he was 450 was his top weight. But he typically had been going about 250 or so, okay? Still, a big guy, okay? There's a big presence with this guy. And he had that domineering type of behavior, domineering kind of character, just the way he was. He was that, you know, he walked in a room, he took charge. Whether he wanted to or not, people looked to him to take charge. When he walked in the kitchen, whether he was in an office, whether, you know, it didn't matter. It was just, okay, Larry's here, here you go. I mean, I should have said his name, but I did. anyway, so it was like that. Okay, and I really looked at the fact that he's not an acceptable person I would date today. No way. You know, and I feel it was the lack of boundaries. It was the manipulation of what boundaries I thought I may have had. They were quickly thrown out the window prior to us really officially even being a couple, because prior to that, he pins me to a wall. I feel violated. That's what got me into the rocking state. And I was there before I even knew it. And as I'm hearing from his wife that, hey, you know, from his ex that, you know, you got to understand he's just that way. He didn't mean anything by it. And then he comes in like, what are you doing? You're being all dramatic, you know. Yeah, you're right. I need to stop that. That's, you know, okay. Which is already going in my head anyway. You know, and it wasn't a dramatic thing. It was just simply what my body did. I sat down on that bed and I didn't know what to do, but I sat there and I just wanted to roll up into a ball. I don't ever remember doing that as a child, as anybody. I just didn't. And when I look at that, that was truly that red flag moment. That was my first time that he became violent with me. The first time I was truly manipulated emotionally. Because I was clearly on a whole other path. And he steered me out of it. He put the blame on me. Like I said. I just really wish that, if I could say anything to myself at that moment, or anybody who's going through something that is even similar to that, or have gone through anything similar to that, there is always that one moment, and they are testing you. They are trying to find out what you are accepting, what won't you accept. It's like a two-year-old. You tell them, don't go this, don't do this, blah, blah, blah. And what are they going to do? They're going to do the very first thing that you said don't do, okay? That's just children, okay? And that's what you're dealing with. You are dealing with a big child. He has not grown up. There is some point in time where he did not learn the lesson of how and what is acceptable and not acceptable behavior. And the only lessons he did learn on that is what he will accept and won't accept. But he does not project that onto others. And you will see that throughout their life. And even as something as simple as others being put, say, into a hospital, and they don't experience that. If they haven't experienced that or experienced it at such a low level or not very often or not on like a major emergency kind of thing where you're brought into the ER, next thing you know, you spend a week or a month there, okay? That's dramatic, okay? they don't get that. They'll be the type that, A, either doesn't show up, or if they do, it's for a limited time, and it's always like looking at their watch kind of thing, you know. Not very empathetic when it comes to that, okay? But the moment they're in the hospital, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. My life is worthless, okay? But yet you were the one that would be yelling at somebody who's in a hospital bed, who's been there for, you know, going now on the second month, you know, kind of thing. Those are the kind of behaviors that I'm talking about. Like, they see the boundaries for themselves, for what they don't accept out of others, or feel like it's such disrespect because you cut me off while I speak to you. But on the other aspect, they do that and then some to others. And they don't see that they did anything wrong. They see that they are being who they are. I should get this kind of treatment. I should be allotted with praise. I should be allotted with, you know, all of these things that are supposed to come to that loving relationship. But they don't see that they're not providing a loving relationship, even on their end of it. And like I said, that is definitely one thing that I wish that I could express to myself when I was going through that. Red flag, red flag, mayday, mayday. You know, this is the time to, you know, even if I didn't get out that day, but it should have altered the way that I looked at him. And the worst part is, I feel like he took that moment, he manipulated it, and he turned it into, I was just being jealous because I'm becoming more emotionally attached to him. Because that's what eventually wound up happening. And it's true. And he never apologized for that. And I wound up telling him later on, after even this took place, I wound up telling him, like, I want to say it was probably about a month or two later, I wound up telling him that I loved him. And his reaction to me when I told him that was, don't tell me that. I'll know it when I see it. I'll know it when my heartstrings are plucked. And I'm like, okay, I totally have fallen for this guy. I'm, you know, and I had even told a friend of mine, my best friend that I had told her. And she was so excited for me, you know. She didn't know anything about what had gone on with the pinning of the wall or any of the stuff. Or even, she knew he had a past, but she didn't know the level of his past. Because our world was on such a small level, you know. And I remember feeling so devastated when he told me, don't tell me that. It was like, oh my God, I did something wrong. I didn't mean to upset him. I didn't mean to look. No, now I don't look as high up as I did, you know. And you go, really? You had yourself so wrapped up on this guy that before you even told him that you loved him, he got physically violent with you. You accepted the fault on that for yourself. Not good. Like, at all. I just, like I said, that should have been the time for me to start going, okay, I need to find other accommodations. I need to find a way to get out of here. Because I wasn't stuck. I wasn't even in a relationship where it was even out in the open. This was just a behind the closed doors kind of thing. You know, I mean, this was not on that level. We hadn't shacked up where we had our own lease together or anything like that. I was renting a room. You know. But those early times, I know for me, I liked the way that he made me feel. He made me feel safe. He made me feel like he was a Prince Charming. Part of the way, because the way he talked, the way he acted, he was so suave and debonair. You know, he knew what he was doing. And just simple fact of how many women he had been with. It was a game to him for so long. And this was just a continuation of his game. And he was on his twilight years. You know. And anything that went wrong, it always seemed to turn around to, I'm being emotional, I'm being jealous. It was one of my faults, one of my frailties. I lied to him and said that I'd be able to handle it, and now you're not. So, you know, whoa, wait a minute. You're the one that's having the extra affair, not me. Okay, but he got it to a point where he made it feel like as if I did something wrong. So, it taught me very early on, you know, if I say anything against him, tread very lightly, if nothing else. And I feel like those are those early stages. They're tweaking the little knobs, you know. It's like on your radios, and you got your balancing and all that, you know. That's what I feel like it was. It was, okay, she doesn't have this boundary because I was able to push past that. Okay, I've got her to change this one. So, you know, and it's like, that's what they're constantly doing. It's tweaking it to better serve themselves. So that way you will serve them to the fullest of whatever their whims and needs are. I mean, it's not necessarily needs, necessarily. It's more of their wants and desires, you know. And it could mean anything from just the presence of stability of, hey, I have a marriage, long-lasting relationship. Yeah, you're not going to physically get, it's like he didn't touch me again in that manner for years. For years! It was like another 15 years before he actually put his hands on me again. And I literally did not count that first one. So when he first did it, or, you know, when he did it again 15 years later, I took it like that was the first one. Well, he just lost it. He's been under a lot of pressure. Again, those same excuses were coming back to say, well, you know, he's just an aggressive guy. I mean, come on. He's captain of a football team. He was a linebacker. He was this. And I kept going back to those things. And I didn't see that that was what I was doing. So I hope this has helped anybody with some of those early signs. And maybe even understanding some of those early signs. So until next time, I want to thank each and every single one of you guys for joining this journey that we're going to be going together. And I hope that this has helped with some healing, has helped with maybe a better understanding of how it even gets started. I mean, sometimes that's the craziest thing, is you go, how did I let this happen? And it was a sneaky little snake. That's kind of what it was, you know. I don't want you to put yourself down for it, and you shouldn't. Do not feel bad for what you're going through, what you've been through, because I will be honest, from the point and shoes that I am wearing right here and right now, it has truly made me stronger. And by me leaving my husband, has also strengthened even the way that my son views me. And views women. It's helped him understand that, you know, there's a lot of responsibility in becoming and being a man. And I hope everyone understands that, I'm not mad at men. It's a matter of my situation happened to be by the hands of a large man. It can happen if the guy is 25 pounds, okay? It can happen if it's a female. It can happen, you know, it doesn't matter who you are. young, old, I don't care. I don't care if you're purple, green, orange, it doesn't matter. Everybody is susceptible to either being this way or allowing something like this to happen. Hopefully, this just leads us all on a healthier path of recognizing those signs, so that way we don't find ourselves in a 20-plus marriage to somebody who showed me the signs 27 years ago. And that's pretty much what happened. And there are a lot of things that went on, so there's going to be a lot of discussions I'll be able to have. And the abuse I took on was from everything from sexually, emotionally, verbally, being manipulated, and dealing with all the threats and the ups and downs and eggshells and the need to feel like you were doing something wrong. And you're not. You're bending over backwards for this person, but they're still making you feel like you've done something wrong. So, hopefully this, like I said, just hopefully this helps you. Because those early signs kind of let us know. And maybe there's something that you didn't look at as going, oh, wait, that was then, huh? You know, and maybe it actually was a couple more years earlier than you actually thought. And to me, that really helps. It so did. For as devastating as it was, it still brought on an enlightenment for me and an empowerment because I finally was able to identify that it wasn't just at the moment that he claimed, oh, it's because, you know, you barked back at me that one day, so therefore I did this. Or the day that I saw you talking to the guy in the grocery store, even though you were just asking him, hey, where's the milk? Okay. But from his eyes, he saw it from the jealousy, and you could never shake that. Okay. And for me personally, it was a situation where I was raped, and he didn't identify it as that. And there's nothing I could have said or done to make him understand that. And he utilized that to be the launching point for why it was okay for him to speak to me the way he did, to treat me the way he did, to expect what he expected out of me. You know, any old time he wanted to do anything or say anything or be negative, period, it was okay. Because I did what I did. And that was thrown in my face every single day. Ever since it took place. Which there was a point I could not, I had even a memory lapse on part of what took place. But that should have been a big red flag for myself, but it was not. So I want to thank you guys for joining me and, I just really hope this was able to answer a few questions. And hopefully, if you guys have any other questions, please submit them. Feel free, you know. So, again, thank you.